Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Great Debates Podcast.
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
You do that kind of thing.
If you're into that, happy solstice.
Whatever.
Can we just agree that Christmas is like, it has nothing to do with Christianity anymore. We can all enjoy Christmas together. Clearly. It's a holiday of our collective cultural whatever.
I cannot agree with you on that.
What? It's the problem.
Dave's not going for it.
Come with us. Have a tree. Have Santa. Have some presents.
I think it is possible to both do those things and disagree with you on this idea.
How about we have a debate about it?
Okay. All right. Pretty heady stuff.
Yeah. Let's just...
Well, you guys are already debating it. We might as well...
I mean, like, just to peel back a layer here, the intention here was to do just freeform Christmas.
It didn't last long.
And then see if we
didn't get far.
We already got a topic.
Yeah. Just go.
You guys are already debating. Here's the topic. The topic is Christmas is now secular. Steve's taking the pro. Christmas is now secular.
Okay. Christmas never had a ton to do with the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. Like... We don't know that happened on December 25th. Who cares about a Christmas? There's no Christmas trees in the Bible. There's no Santa, none of that stuff. Somehow it evolved. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, your scholars will tell you that, like, there's always been some kind of pagan festival and around the darkest time of year when the solstice breaks or whatever, and the Catholic Church more or less co-opted it, got Christmas going. By now, we've evolved pretty far away from any kind of Christian message. I mean, people go to mass and stuff, but even that has evolved into harking the herald angels. It has not a ton to do with the Bible or Christianity. I think Christmas has evolved into a shared secular holiday that we can all enjoy and share in.
That's absurd. Here are just, okay, first of all, it is called Christmas. It has the word Christ in it.
Okay.
Whether or not Christmas.
But sure, Christ, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I think in 100 years, people will be like, interesting origin story. It used to be considered the birthday of Jesus Christ, who was kind of a guy that people worshipped. But that's how we got to, that's why it's called Christmas. Well, that's what, like, a pedant will tell you at a Christmas party in 100 years.
You can say that as sort of like a clever joke now, knowing that that's far from the circumstances of America in 2015, where you've just proved the point. Everyone understands now that Christmas is closely related to Christ. You really just walked right into it. I don't know what else to say. By you going like, it's not, because you just proved that right now, it's not an interesting fact that that's the origin of the term. It's not like Valentine's Day where people go, St. Valentine was the guy who this and that. That's not what's going on. You're right. It would be funny if 100 or whatever, ironic, whatever, if 100 years from now we went, did you know that Christmas is actually for Jesus Christ of Nazareth and he was a prophet? That's obviously not the case right now. Christmas is celebrated by Christians as a religious holiday, for better or worse. That's just the nature of the holiday. Is it also celebrated by non-religious people? Yes, it is. Is it celebrated by non-Christians? Is it celebrated? Let me ask you this. Is it people, or let me ask our listeners this. Is it celebrated by people of faiths other than Christianity in parts of the world other than the United States? Not really.
Not at all,
because it's a religious holiday.
But it's basically a national holiday, so everybody, Christian or not, ends up having some kind of holiday tradition, whether you're Jewish and you get Chinese food, well, you see a movie, you're Chinese and you work at your restaurant, serving Jewish people.
I mean, that is borderline offensive to suggest that, and I'm going to stick up for what used to be my people, the Jewish faith here. I, as you know, was raised Jewish and I used to be Jewish, and to suggest that to go to a movie and Chinese food is to celebrate Christmas, I believe maybe offensive is the wrong word, but that's not what's going on in a Jewish home. They are doing that largely out of necessity, or they're saying this is how we have fun on a day when Christians are.
It's a nice tradition that you have on Christmas. They're not complaining about it. You have a Christmas tradition, whether you like it or not.
Some families do. Some families don't. I mean, my family liked to go. We tried to go. This sounds whatever.
We would spill it.
Multiple times we went to Hawaii over Christmas break because it's not as celebrated there as it was a refreshing way.
They have their Hawaiian Christmas music. That's part of the evolution of Christmas into basically like a national kaleki kaleki. That's like, you know, now that's part of Christmas. What does that have to do with the Bible and Jesus? Nothing.
Well, just because it has elements that have, of course it has many elements that have nothing to do with religious with anything religious, but that doesn't mean that at its core, it's the most religious holidays in the world have elements that have nothing to do with the religion. That doesn't make them non-religious holidays. It certainly doesn't make them secular holidays.
That's the timer. Medina, what do you think?
I certainly want it to be a secular holiday.
Right? Don't we all? We want to include everyone.
It would be more fun that way.
Yeah, I wish or it, I wish
lose
it were.
Some of its magic. I don't know. Maybe we need that icing of religion on there.
Maybe. Is that, if I think about the song in the Charlie Brown Christmas special that they're singing, which is an entirely secular song, but it has sort of a religious feel to it.
Well,
it seems like there's something more.
Wait,
there.
Which song?
Christmas time is here.
Well, in that special, they do. That is one of the more aggressive religious manifestations of Christmas, right? They really go at it.
Somehow the song captures that. It makes me feel like maybe I should stick with this.
Yeah.
But I'm not a practicing Christian.
It is an interesting paradox that, or not paradox isn't the right word, but that it's something I've struggled with for a long time. I'm going to be honest. Is that for a lot of non-religious people, Christmas is a holiday that you celebrate just because. But I wasn't non-religious, I was just non-Christian, and therefore we didn't celebrate Christmas when I was a kid.
Did you celebrate Hanukkah?
Yes.
And would you like get into the Maccabees and all that, or was it just Hanukkah as a present?
I mean, they told us the stories that, Hebrew school and stuff. To my family's credit, my family, once I reached a certain age, tried to downplay the commercial aspects of Hanukkah, and we tried to make it more of a creative event. We tried to celebrate in fun ways, which was pretty awesome. I have to give my parents credit for that.
What was an example of a fun Hanukkah tradition?
Well, I'd love to tell you about
this. Great. That's what we're here
for. So one year we had, I think the first night we did the traditional thing of like everybody gets a present, but a small present, right? The kids did. And then each night after that, instead of it being presents, it was a themed night. So I know what I'm saying is going to sound like kind of corny and a little, I don't know what the right, I'll just tell you what we did. One night was Be Another Person night, where you drew a name from a hat and you came to dinner as another member of your family.
That's hilarious.
And you had to behave.
How fun.
It was great. So I got my dad and my mom got me and my sister Michelle got, my mom.
Wait, should we do the rest of the debate? Should we play this game?
No, I don't. I mean, what would that even be?
We'll swap.
I think it might end with the three of us getting upset at each other.
Maybe. Did that ever happen in your house?
Ended in your house?
I remember, it was eye-opening because my mom came in and she was wearing socks. She wore one of my t-shirts and socks and she slid on the floor back and forth 20 times. Before she sat down, if she was me. And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, you do this every day. This is what you do when you come to dinner.
I was
slide
around.
I was probably
socks.
13 or 14
Tom Cruise
at the
in
time.
That movie.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't do that. She was like, every night you do this.
It's so great that she did it, though.
Yeah, well, she really committed. My dad did a great, there's a great moment. Thank you for indulging me and just letting me talk about the King family. But my dad did a great thing where he brought, well, this is before the age of cell phones, obviously, and he brought with him a disconnected telephone to the table and somehow made it ring. And then as my sister answered the phone and started talking to one of her friends. Does that make sense?
This is hilarious.
Oh,
what a fun family.
Oh, it's great. We've drawn. Yeah, okay.
So it's time for us to be the other person. We're going to do that.
Okay, you drew me, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I'm Dave.
I like this idea. I think this could prove to be a cool area.
Ugh, it's going to be terrible. We're going to hate it.
I think this is great. I think we should start right now. I've got a few ideas, if you don't mind. I'd like to insert my opinion here.
Was that fun?
That was okay.
Are we done with that? I was Dave.
Right.
Dave,
I was
you?
Medina.
You were Medina.
Medina
was Healy.
Steve Healy.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going back home for Christmas to my parents' house, which is always kind of a, there's, you open a drawer and there's stuff that's been in that drawer since I was
for
6 years old.
30 years.
that got me thinking, like, is there somewhere in the world a thing that's been in a drawer for over 1,000 years?
Over 1,000?
Yeah. Like in an old house in China or medieval France or something, like some castle.
Well, I think it'd have to be. Are you trying to gear like towards
in Pompeii
debate?
Or something like that?
Well, I think, yeah, in Pompeii, I think it would have to be something that was like closed off. It still is in a drawer, but like then was a wall was erected in front of it.
Like in an old monastery or something.
Exactly, an old monastery.
You don't think there's a house with like 800 rooms that's been around for 1,000 years?
That's been in the same family.
800 rooms? 1,000 years?
800 rooms.
Versailles hasn't been around close to 1,000 years.
80 rooms. Let's call it 80 rooms.
I mean, we're talking about a building that's been around since
the year
1015.
Yeah. Aren't there castles such
There's
as
There's got to be. But do they have drawers? Are there wooden are there drawers?
Yeah.
Stone Does it have drawers? To be wooden?
No.
No.
Stone drawers.
Healy, where do you think you rank among American drawer scholars?
I'm in the top. Just by having devoted, say, 20 minutes of thought to it, I'm in the top 100,000.
I think so.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think you're up there, buddy.
Whenever you specialize in anything, you're a lot higher on the list than you think.
Yeah. What do you think you're the top specialist at?
That's a good question. Like, I'm very high up on maybe four-wheel drive stuff.
Cool. All right. That's pretty
on
cool.
What?
Four-wheel drive.
Like knowing about four-wheel drives and trucks.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But not, I mean, maybe there's a lot.
California off-road.
Okay, adventure. That's something I'm very high up on. Yeah. California roads.
Yeah.
That's great.
Very high up on California roads and the number of miles I've driven on them.
You're pretty hard to stump on like California geography coolness.
My homeland.
Dave, what's your specialty?
Boy, I don't know. Nothing's like popping to mind. I wish I had. I mean, there was a day.
Well, comedy. You're in the scholars of comedy, definitely.
New England
There's
Patriots.
There's not a ton of people who know more stand-ups than you do.
I guess that's true.
The New England Patriots, the baseball.
But there's plenty of people
nerdery.
Who know more about that. But that stuff, a lot of people are attracted to knowing a lot about that. I'm not even close to the top of the field in that.
Okay.
Maybe like,
You know a lot about Pavement.
Yeah.
The band, not the thing.
Like How to Eat Candy? I don't know.
You think you're in the top 1% of people in How to Eat Candy?
Well,
you're crazy. There's some fatso out there. His house is full of candy.
Well, there's people out there who love the Patriots, man. I don't know what to, I'm sorry. I'm boring. I don't know what
to about you, Steve?
Yeah. Let's
you're,
see.
You're an authority on a lot of things. This is, feels like some weird back pats we're giving ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's skip it.
No, all right. Whatever.
I'll tell you something that makes my mom furious every year on Christmas.
Okay, good.
I think
Bring
this
it back
is kind
Christmas.
Of interesting.
This is good.
So we go to Mass on Christmas.
But it's not you a religious holiday.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, my parents are somewhat religious. We go to Catholic Mass on Christmas Day. Yeah. And the collection, on Christmas Day, obviously, the church is the most packed it ever is.
Sure.
The collection on that day goes to the retirement home for retired priests. Okay.
Huh.
Now, this is what makes my mom mad.
Yeah.
The retirement for the nuns is on like a Sunday in July when everybody's in fucking Cape Cod and the church is deserted and the nuns are getting stiffed while the priests probably have like a hot tub and, you know, saunas and all kinds of Vitamix and whatever. Isn't that outrageous?
That's a lot.
That's not cool.
You'd think they could split it.
I think your mom was right, and I'm guessing that's also like just there's got to be millions of ways nuns are getting the short end.
But the grain of sand is usually something small.
Yeah,
like that,
that's
right?
Interesting. Yeah. Well, maybe she should suggest that they change that.
Dave,
does that usually go
that's
over with
the kind
the
of
Catholic
thing that
church?
Gets changed when someone brings it up.
Yeah, well, I'm starting the movement right now. Listeners,
look, if
write
there's
your
one
parish.
Institution that has responded well to its constituency suggesting change, it's the Catholic Church.
Dave, what are you getting everybody for Christmas? Esther's not here. She's not going to hear. What are we doing?
Well,
or holidays or whatever.
This is coming out before Christmas, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot,
it has
you're right.
To.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's
don't
coming
answer.
Out.
Don't
I won't tell you. She already kind of knows what she's getting for Christmas.
Ooh.
It's sort of like in a
What are you getting me and Dan for Christmas?
I am not. I don't get anyone anything for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big gifts guy. Mm-hmm. I love. If someone like wants a gift, then I love to get them something.
Mm-hmm.
But It's not one of my love languages, you guys.
Oh, what are your love languages?
My love languages are quality time
and touching
and physical touch.
Yeah. Physical touch.
What are yours, Dan?
I haven't read the book yet.
Neither have I.
I mean, I haven't either. I just sort of like.
Seems like a good book.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? So do you go to mass with your parents on Christmas?
Yeah.
And what are you thinking when you're sitting there?
It's a circus. It's like there's babies wailing. It's crazy. You know, I'm scanning the crowd for people I knew from high
for
school
chicks?
Or whatever. Yeah, chicks. There's always babes there looking great.
That's cool.
The Catholic Church is a pretty good looking bunch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Fertile. There's a ton of babies and kids fertile. Everywhere. Yeah, mm-hmm. These people are. Mm-hmm. It's fecund.
They're making.
Yeah,
they're making us people happen.
Yeah, and the priest is usually like kind of fed up. He's exhausted.
Why? What's his problem?
Because he's been. This is like the busiest day of the year, and he's mad that people are trying to hustle out of there. He wants to. He really likes to. Often you'll notice they kind of. Make a point of going on for longer than usual and really lacing
they've
into
got
like,
you here.
Yeah,
we're gonna really
time to really hit
you
with their own little hobby horses. It's interesting. What day do you think Jesus was actually born on?
I thought they knew. I mean, it was sometime in the summer, right?
Possibly no. Oh, wait, it was sometime in the summer? Is that true?
Yeah, I thought.
The opposite of Christmas.
What if Christmas were in the summer? That would be whack. In Australia.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Hey, sorry.
What if Halloween
were on the morning? Moon. Well, wait, that's kind of interesting. You'd get sugar cereal. And people would come up with all kinds of cool, like they'd give you chocolate chip muffins and cool breakfast stuff. And that would be a good, kids would get coffee for the first time on Halloween.
Well, you're just making up rules.
I like it.
If Halloween were in the morning, that's great.
All right. What are we doing?
We're free-flowing.
Free-flowing.
Monday ride. It's holiday cheer.
It's interesting.
I did my part. I got us into a topic.
No,
right
that
away.
Was you really did. Well that done. Was great. That was well done. Healy, what else is on your little list there?
We open our presents usually on Christmas Eve now, not Christmas morning. What do you think about that?
I have no opinion. I don't know what's
barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, wait. Well, if you had to guess how America breaks down percentage-wise, what would you say it is?
95% Christmas Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that sound
Christmas
about right?
Morning? Yeah. The kids wake up and they whatever.
It's more fun that way.
Why do you do it Christmas Eve?
Because then Christmas morning, everybody can kind of leisurely stroll in. There's not a pressure.
You don't have to wake
have
up early.
Have breakfast, chill out.
Yeah.
There's cooking to be done for Christmas dinner.
I like waiting.
You like the morning thrill. Mm-hmm. What's the best present you got when you were a kid? Do you remember getting anything
cool? Oh, a bicycle was pretty sweet.
That's nice.
You know, I mean, come on. I rode the bicycle down the hallway.
Oh, man. That must have been cute
room.
As hell.
And said, "Look what I got!
Look what Santa Look brought what me!" Did Pretty you think sweet. You did you believe in Santa when you
For
were a
long
boy?
Time? Yeah,
me too.
Of course.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, how did you awful. Come to unbelieve in Santa Claus?
You know, I was reading a book about the boyhood of Lou Gehrig.
Mm.
And in the book, they just spoil Santa. They're
they
like,
kill it for
Lou's
you.
Lou's parents.
Boys are going to read this book.
Yeah, it was four
Guys.
Boys. Yeah, what the hell? I was getting suspicious around then anyway. Yeah.
I think that book should not at all be blamed for printing the truth. I find it absolutely
this
absurd.
This used to be one of your real big causes to spoil Santa.
It is not a cause of mine to spoil Santa, but I'm not going to lie to children. And if I say to all my friends, if your child asks me if Santa Claus is real or not, I'm going to tell them that they're not because I am not actively
in the
taking
I don't
part
believe
in
you.
Your
in the moment, you would not lie. You would
I have
lie.
A debate topic right. for yeah, us. Great. So let's move on. Oh, okay. And this topic is, let's get a timer up. Yep.
Have we debated micro. About Santa before?
Well, here we go.
Oh, okay.
The topic, my timer's all screwed up. Steve, will you
yep,
do the honors
I got
here?
It. 3 minutes.
The topic is Healy taking the pro.
Okay.
Kids should believe in Santa Claus.
Look, it's fun. It's a fun little thing you share with other kids. You get excited about it. And frankly, the reveal that there's been this little trick played on you is an important step towards maturity. That is part of it, too. So, Dave, I think you should enjoy the education the kids get that, you know, not to take everything at face value, that you should really inspect. It teaches all the values that you are really into. Interrogating, examining your beliefs, looking into the source of stuff. It seems like you would be passionate about kids being tricked into realizing how important it is to look into the assumptions that you have.
Why not lie about everything then? Why not tell children that when they grow up, they don't have to worry about anything because
well, that's cruel, you know.
What?
I'm sorry?
Cruel. Why is that cruel?
Because like that's going to be a lot harsher than realizing there's not a guy in the North Pole. You well, figure the issue out Santa's the right age.
If it's just an issue of degree, then what are we talking about? Of course, you shouldn't lie to children and tell them that like a magical man brings you presents because you were a good boy or girl this year.
It's for the adults because they enjoy the pleasure of kids talking about Santa and writing a letter to Santa. They're having
the adults,
fun with
then
it.
Let themselves dress up as Santa. Let themselves pretend that they're having fun.
No, but having kids fall for it is a pleasure for adults.
Well, that's twisted.
Usually the world's a twisted place.
Think about the times when parents are deceiving children for their own pleasure and tell me how often that's a circumstance you'd like to be a part of.
Well, this is a rare exception. Right? It's the one we allow ourselves.
There's just no reason to do it. We're stuck like, in an institution. I swear we've debated this before. I know we have.
I mean, in the world, not on the podcast.
No, I think we have on the podcast.
I don't think so.
I don't think we have.
Oh, we did do thumbs up on Santa or something like that. Yeah,
that sounds pretty similar.
Yeah. But I don't think we got to this point that it's like a good education for children in being tricked.
Okay, you want to redefine the terms that Whoa. Were... No, I'm How just so? Saying, just that, do you want to debate more narrowly that Santa Claus is a valuable educational tool
yes,
for children?
Yes.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Is that good? Yeah, Medina, can you just repeat that for us, please?
Let's take a step to the left here. Santa Claus, new timer.
Okay.
Santa Claus is a good educational tool for children.
Yes, it's great. It teaches you not to assume that your parents might be tricking you, that there's an establishment that could be designed to manipulate you. It teaches you to think twice about commercials and the messages you're getting in the media. It teaches you to think about the practicalities of stuff that's presented to you. Once a kid starts thinking, oh, okay, how does this guy in the North Pole go to every single house and we don't have a chimney and how do the Horowitzes don't have a chimney either. How do we get over there? And what about that? And how does it keep track of whether I'm naughty or nice? Suddenly kids are thinking in an interesting way. It helps to develop them intellectually. Santa Claus is a good tool for children.
Can you imagine a teacher telling his students, we're going to learn about botany this week. We're going to learn about photosynthesis. And here's what photosynthesis is. It's how plants turn light into cheese. And that's what they're able to... chemically.
Okay, immediately young Dave King raises his hand and says, Mr. Medvin, that's not actually true. How can that be true? And suddenly Mr. Medvin's like, interesting, how do we know that? And suddenly the kids are engaged in learning.
Okay, first of all,
you just gave a great example of pedagogy. Yeah.
Healy, here's why you're wrong. It's because no one has ever had this conversation after their child finds out that Santa is in fact not real. Mom, I just heard that you'll never hear this. Mom, is this true? Like, Caleb says that Santa isn't real and that it's just you guys leaving presents. Caleb is actually right. Now, why did we pretend that Santa is real? Let's examine let's think about this for a second. What were we really trying to teach you?
Well, no, what really happens is the kid
Nothing.
Says, Caleb,
that never happens.
Caleb says that Santa's not real. Then the kid goes home and they start thinking, okay, is it possible that mom and dad are Santa? I should look for the evidence of that.
There's no other
Suddenly,
examples
it's
of,
like you're a flat wave of information
well, that's
coming
great. Over. There's plenty of ways to like give children puzzles or logic, you know, little logic puzzles or games that don't involve deception. You can teach children the exact same tools and the same skills that you're talking about. They could have them almost literally rewire their brain or wire their brains in certain ways, make interesting associations. It doesn't require lying to them about whether a person is real or not, and certainly not in a way such that they're promised, they're basically bribed to be good children. I mean, in addition to it being not the best educational tool, it is also just a way to get them to behave well, just by giving them shit.
I mean, most media lies are designed to get you to do some behavior that you don't want to, right? It's a good lesson for kids that that's going to happen, that there's going to be propaganda messages designed to control your behavior. You're like Mr. No Logo, Naomi Klein and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Naomi Klein would advocate using Santa as an educational tool. there's plenty of other ways to get the point across. I'm sorry, we're going over time.
Does Naomi Klein celebrate Christmas either?
I don't know, man. Let's have her on the show.
I'd love that. Oh, that'd be great.
That Naomi, if you're listening, we're big fans. And I got to know what happens in the Klein household.
Do you think you could beat Naomi Klein in a Great Debates debate?
No.
You don't think so?
It depends what it's about.
If just
it's
something like the usual kind of topic.
I mean, if it's about, like, you know, Frosted Flakes are the best cereal, then I'd like my chances. If it's about, like, you know, NAFTA is good, then I'm probably in trouble.
Well, not anything that's her specialty nor your specialty.
So bring
not,
it on.
Not, how to bring eat, it on. Not how to eat candy for you.
Okay.
And not NAFTA for her.
Yeah. All right.
Medines, what do you think?
I tried to be convinced otherwise on this one, but I think maybe it's just because you didn't have the experience, Dave. But I remember, you know, the moment I sort of came to with Santa Claus mm-hmm. was when I saw some stuff in the present room, some gifts, and then saw them on Christmas morning. And they were like things that had
attributed to Santa,
been left by Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, bang. And I immediately pretended that he still existed for the benefit of my brother.
Oh, that's cool.
For Wes.
Good bro.
Coming of age.
Wes Medina.
Very I don't even bro. Think I talked with my parents about the fact that I discovered that Santa Claus wasn't real. Mm. And it was kind of a cool, like, I felt like a grown up a little bit.
That's cool. Dave, I think a lot of your anti-Santa anger is envy.
No, I got to tell you, I had a similar experience, but it came from a different way, which was when I was like 5, my mom had arranged a play date for me and my friend James, who celebrated Christmas, and Christmas time was coming up, and my mom took me aside and was like, look, just so you know, Santa, if you guys start talking about Santa, I want you to know that Santa is, it's not real. It's just like mom and dad buy the presents. James doesn't know that, but what we do is we pretend.
And you felt smarter than James.
Not smarter. I was just like, of course. This is great.
Did you know knew about Santa Claus at that point?
Yeah, yeah, I knew it. Maybe it was 6 or 7. I remember for some reason being like 5 or 6. But
were you ever like, what the fuck? There's this guy in a sled who's going to go to all the Christian kids' houses?
Well, you know what's funny is that in my house, actually, one of the things that happened first was the tooth fairy. My sister lost her tooth. And, you know, the tooth fairy is very similar to Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, if you put, you know, your tooth under the pillow, then the tooth fairy comes and she'll... And my sister, that was like scary to her. She was like, wait, a fairy flies in the room? And my mom had to be like, it's mommy, fine. Just leaving you. And so, I don't know. What's the point of that? What's wrong with the truth? You know what I mean?
There's a sense of accomplishment that comes from figuring it out. I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of kids that just get
it's a good feeling.
The truth slapped in their face, and that's probably a bummer. But figuring it out was like a cool moment.
Yeah.
It's like a memento. Mm-hmm. You realize I was leaving out those cookies, and Dad was eating the cookies.
Wow, they really did. I was like, they did a great job.
Yeah,
they
pulled great over, job.
Great the job. Line to me this whole time.
Nice work.
Brilliant charade.
Analog.
Brilliant charade.
I may mention this before, but when I found out that professional wrestling wasn't real, I was devastated.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. That my friends knew and I didn't, and that these grown men were all part of a lie that was, I just didn't even understand that such a conspiracy on that level could be taking place.
Did you get mad when you found out Star Wars didn't really happen?
No, I understood the difference between things that are, you know, I know the difference between stories and reality.
It's true. You've never liked wrestling since you discovered that.
No, I have. Actually, that's not true. I continue to love wrestling for
love
a couple
wrestling.
Years.
Pro
yeah, I'm super
great.
Into
it's
it.
It's pretty
man.
Cool.
When you tune into pro wrestling, you're having fun.
You're having yeah, a great
for
time.
For sure.
Well, guys, we did it. We had a few holiday debates. Does anyone have any amazing plans for the holidays?
I'm going to kill Santa Claus.
Perfect. You already did, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Heels.
Dave, we're going to be in need of mass at the same time. Maybe we can get together and have a little debate, recorded or unrecorded.
Hometown debates.
Yeah. We could meet at Friendly's.
So,
or is it closed?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, everybody out there, I hope you're having a joyous holiday season and enjoying the winter. And we're going to take a little break for the rest of the year, and we'll see you back in 2016.
Yeah!
Happy holidays, everyone. I hope you have a great one.